Hello and welcome. We are here in session 10 of our Enneagram course, and we're going to be looking at point 7 on the Enneagram. And that means we'll have gone through all 9 of the Enneagram points. It's sort of interesting as we get to the last one, you notice the sense of returning to the first again. There's a reason that the Enneagram is a circle. Although in some traditions, it's actually a spiral, that it keeps opening up to new possibilities. And as we look at point 7, that will become a relevant theme. But let's bring our centers into play, shall we? And let's find our breath and our sensation. And if you've been following the course thus far, you've probably got some clues and pointers along the way. But just to notice your breath, again, no need to manipulate it. We're not trying to do anything with our breath. But just in the noticing of it, it tends to become deeper, and each breath becomes a bit longer too. But we're not necessarily trying to do those things. It just happens as we relax. To notice the quality of sensation. Where is sensation appearing in my body? And as I attend to that rising sensation, what happens? How does it unfold? And from here, to notice what rises in my chest, what opens, what do I feel about everything that's happening? And there's a subtler, quieter dimension of feeling than my usual reactions. And perhaps now my mind is a bit quieter. But here in point 7, I would invite you to consider or notice how your head itself feels as you get more grounded in your body and heart. What's the feeling of your head? Well, one thing that happens for many people when we're doing practice is the experience of the top of my head almost disappearing. It feels as if the head itself becomes spacious, like it doesn't feel closed off at the top. And in that sense, as we're looking at the top of our head and the sense of that feeling of openness, open-endedness, is very much the domain of point 7.